on this episode of the Breeze podcast.
Three.
So I was like, okay, how about we do a type song campaign where I'm like, it's not, I'm not selling the songs, but I'm more selling like the services of me being a songwriter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two. One.
I reach into my pocket, take my disinfection spray and spray it towards her, you know? And I don't even look at her. And she got so mad, so she kind of slapped my hand, and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't want to get sick.
Zero.
Let's get into the episode.
Holy.
Okay, I think he's a bit shy. Okay, John.
Yo, what's up? That was not a dog. That was actually Victor. But welcome to episode 80 of the Breeze podcast. I'm your host with the most, John McCollin, here with my co-host, with another co-host,
Victor, guest co-host.
And we got Speed in the background. He's chilling. Speed is Victor's dog for the day.
Say something, Speed.
Y'all say something, fam.
Speed, talk. Okay, you can
Y'all, Speed's a bit shy today.
Okay, Speed. Daddy has to work now, okay? So you gotta be a good
Speed's
boy.
A bit shy, fam.
I love you.
Shout out to Speed. Hopefully we get an appearance in the ending or something, you know? We'll see what happens.
Maybe we can get him to lay down some bars or something.
Some bars, bro. Pull up a track. See what's going in.
That'd be okay. John, before we get into it for real. So I want to do a little rapid fire here. I'm gonna say a word and you're gonna say the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay, are you ready?
All right, go for
Rapper.
Jay-Z.
Homeless.
Person.
Mia Motley.
Goat.
Money.
Bill Gates.
Woman.
Wonderful.
Dogs.
Cute.
Viagra.
Never use it.
Ivanka.
Trump.
Ass.
Hole.
Surgery.
Gray.
Cloud.
Cloud?
Cloud.
Cloud. Service.
Steve Jobs.
Apple.
Baby mama.
Victor.
Basketball.
Kobe.
All right. Okay, good.
Baby mama Victor.
When do the coronavirus symptoms start to kick in?
I don't know, 7 days?
Right off the bat. It's April Fool's Day. We're not going to do any more jokes.
This guy has
jokes.
This guy has jokes. Talk to me, bro. What's good?
Yo, you gotta tell Celine to, you know.
Yo, it's true.
The intro.
What are you saying?
Tell her to roll the intro.
Run it. Run the intro, fam. When you're
holding me. Breeze. Breeze.
Breeze.
I thought you were on the intro. Be ready before.
No, you gotta tell her.
My bad.
To run it.
My bad.
We have a little longer intro this episode, but it's all good.
What are you saying, fam? Talk to me. What's good? What happened?
I did not have.
Let me just give a quick update first, because we have to talk about this. Yeah. Like, this is still relevant. So, like, 877,000 cases in the world.
Yeah.
Stay inside, wash your hands. Barbados is listening, fam. Yeah. And you guys are playing games. They're playing games. They're kind of like Sweden over here in these streets. You know, I don't know if Sweden changed. You can tell me in the next segment. But you're playing games over here, fam. Okay? Like,
safety first, inside. Always.
Safety first. Wash your hands. Don't go to the beach, man. Like, don't listen to the. Like, all right, whatever. What are you saying, fam?
So I was saying I didn't have the best week, actually. So it started off with, I don't know how it is in Canada, John, but here, when I'm on the commuter train going to Stockholm, I usually put my feet up on the seat across from me, you know, because I feel that it's more comfortable. Have you ever done that when you travel on train or something like
if
that?
I do it like if the train's empty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like minding on my own business on my way to meeting. I have headphones on, and this guy, Speed, you gotta be quiet. I'm talking, okay? Quiet. Okay? I'm doing a podcast, Speed.
He's doing a podcast, man.
You gotta show respect, Speed. Anyhow, so, Speed, go away. You can't behave like that. So this guy comes on, he's like 30, I'd say 35 plus, and I'm minding my own business, and I see someone saying something facing me. So I'm like, I like pull off my headphone, and then I hear him, he's like, take your feet down, take your feet down. Speed, go away. I'm sorry, guys. Being a parent is not an easy feat. Oh, shout out to all the parents listening.
Yeah.
So, and I was kind of not in the mood. So I just told him, I'm like, people are dying in the virus. Don't you have better things to mind? Like, to think about it? Wait, let me just shut the door here. Speed, you better be quiet, okay?
Yo, Speed's out here wailing, bro.
Yeah, I think he's jealous that he's not on the podcast. And obviously... Yeah, so, like, because, I don't know, if someone asks, because it has happened before that someone nicely asked me to take my feet down, you know, and I do it, but he wasn't really asking nicely, so I'm like, you know, so I'm not nice back to him, and I'm like, well, people are dying in the coronavirus, like, there's other things, you know, going on than someone having their feet on the seat, you know? And he was so mad, bro. And he was like, oh, I'm going to call someone. So he go, like, I just have my headphones in and keep minding my own business. So he goes and he, like, finds this number on the train and he calls it. I have no idea what he's saying. I'm just, you know, I have my headphones in. And I don't believe it's illegal to have your feet on the seat. Anyhow, so that was, like, and then I was thinking to myself, like, Could I have handled that situation better by doing something differently? And then I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I could have taken my feet down, but he could have also asked nicely, you know.
True.
But at the same time, there's a lot of people that have their feet on the seat, and like if you're on a commuter train, like come on, that stuff is already dirty and disgusting. So. To me,
what do you call a commuter train? Like the subway here?
No, so we have subway and then we have pendeltåg. So pendeltåg is a commuter train. And subway is a subway, tunnelbana.
Word.
So I'd say commuter train is more... It's not exactly like when you take the train to Pearson, you know, from Toronto, the flight.
Yeah, Express.
It's kind of like that, but it's like seats are like you have a high section and a low section. Like
It's like the GO train. You've been on the GO train?
No, I don't think so. And then you face each other and like yeah.
Yeah, they're hella seats and like it's always packed in the morning going downtown.
Yeah, it's probably like a GO train. Easy. Yeah, and then. And obviously, like, I know if I have my seat on the seat across from me, like, I know that there's a risk that someone might say something. So it's like, but I don't know. Maybe it's ignorant of me not to care about that. Because it's not like when I choose my seat, if there's a... I know all seats are dirty anyway. So, like, to me, it doesn't matter that much. It's not that big of a deal. And then the other day, like, I was just coming into the station where I'm getting off. And this woman, she taps on my leg because I had one foot on the seat opposite to me. Because also, like in these times, like I kind of motivated by I don't want anyone to sit next to me as well, you know.
True.
So true. So if there's any time where you can have your seat on your feet on the seat, it's now, right? She comes and she taps on my leg, and I just don't react. I'm about to get off, and she starts saying stuff, and I'm like, I've been through this rodeo before. Like, I'm not in the mood, you know. So yeah. I just lift off my headphone. I reach into my pocket, take my disinfection spray, and spray it towards her, you know? And I don't even look at her. And she got so mad, so she kind of slapped my hand, and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't want to get sick. I know. So such a douchebag. And then I just put my headphones back on, and then I just mind my own business, and she's... I don't know if she's shouting or whatever. Thank God I have noise-canceling headphones.
Yo, why'd you spray the thing at her, bro?
I remember I did that with the first... Because when they come close to you, bro, I don't want to get sick.
Yo, bro. All right. First, let me go back to the point of not wanting people to sit next to you. Yeah. Like, I'm 100% about that, bro. Like, when it was, like, commuting between Toronto and London, I had to take the bus. And it's like a Greyhound bus, right? So, like, mm-hmm. It's like two and two. So, like, what I found is if you sit in, like, the aisle seat and you leave the window seat empty, like when they're boarding, like, one in five people would not ask you to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I always sit in the aisle seat.
Yeah.
And people always see the window seat free and I'm just, like, straight face, listening to music. They never ask you to move. And then as soon as the bus is moving, everyone's sitting, I just move. I just chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how the buses are. I don't know how the train is set up over there, but like.
Yeah, so it's four seats. So it's like, it's a two. Are they facing each other? Aisle seat. And then on the, facing you, there's a window seat and aisle seat.
I feel that.
So if I have baggage, I'll spread out my baggage on all the seats. But the point here, like, it's because I when I came home after the woman thing, I had to Google it. Like, is it illegal to have your feet on the train? And I came up on this thread where there was this man. He's like, I'm so pissed off every time I see these bloody teenagers with their feet up on the seat. It's not even more comfortable. If you ask me, it's more comfortable. Anyhow, so, and he's like, it's not even more comfortable. And every time I see it, I tell them to take them down, but sometimes they don't, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I saw a good response. Someone said, if you want to be a public police or whatever you want to be, you know, you always have that neighborhood police or whatever, like it's never gonna end and you're just gonna tire yourself out, you know, so it's best not to mind it. Because to me it's kind of like the same thing when I was young and you're skateboarding and you had neighbors complaining it's too loud, or when you're kicking a football and the neighbor does, you know, it's kind of like,
I feel like it depends, you know what I mean? Like, if there are, like, hella people in the train, I'd know put my feet up. Just because, someone else I want to
you wouldn't
sit,
do
you know?
It then, yeah.
But, like, if it's, like, an empty bus or train or something, then it's, like, fam, like, you can find a seat. And if, like, no one's struggling to find a seat, it's, like, yo, I'm going to put my feet up.
Mm.
But, like, if it's people, like, if it's, like, a morning commute going to downtown, I'm not putting my feet in the chair.
No, me neither.
Just common courtesy, you know?
You don't do it if it's packed, you know, but both of these times, like, the train was probably like 20% filled, you know, so there's spaces everywhere, seats everywhere.
I don't know, man. I feel like tensions are running high all over, you know, like, causing minds to be out here, like, spraying sand sanitizer in people's faces and shit. Like,
but it is the best weapon, bro. Like, honestly, like, I know it's like a douche.
Yo, what are you doing out in the streets, fam? Like, that's my question to you.
Huh?
What are you doing out in the world? Like,
man's
what are you doing?
Work.
Like,
man's gotta work.
What are you doing
and
in these, like...
And kind of running as if this corona thing never happened. But yeah, so I always have a bunch. And
stay safe, bro.
So that was one thing. And then the other thing, I had a phone call with my supposed-to-be business partner yesterday, I believe, or if it was Monday.
Mm. Which one?
Yesterday.
Two.
Bea business. And he started talking about, because I said before, like, they have a family-run real estate business, and I mean, there's a lot of money involved in that, and they're completely safe in the crisis and all, but he wanted to put focus on that, and essentially, like, obviously his dad is going to leave it to him and his two brothers or whatever, so, you know, they have, and he was telling me, like, that it's a lot right now, and he doesn't want to take on anything else after I've put all this work into building and finishing websites and making spreadsheets and all that stuff, which kind of pisses me off a little bit, but at the same time, so it's
like,
a good
is it like monetary, like he's talking monetary or time?
No, like time
or both.
Time, he's talking, he's
okay,
only talking time. And because I know, like, you make time for what you wanna do, you know, but at the same time, I also know my friend. I've known him for years, since I was, I don't know, 10, 11 years old or something, or even younger. Like, so I've known him for years. So on the one hand, it doesn't really surprise me, and you know, you gotta just. You know, these are good things to know towards the future.
They're all lessons, no?
Yeah, but on the other hand, it's still like, because I don't think we'll have a market opportunity like this for a while, which kind of pisses me off, but...
Yeah, bro, like, this is the time, if it's the time to do it, it's right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, like, I'd still, like, if I were you, I'd still, like, do it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, since you put most of the work in, like, if he's just like, if it's just time that he's giving you, like, I feel like you can do it. Like, yeah. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah, but I also told him, like, I understand, like, you have a lot of things going on, and then, you know, I got a business email. No, I told him, like, it's fine if you don't have time and I can, like, you know, steer the ships the first couple of months. Then I'm probably going to be in university, and then I might not have time some periods, and you have to steer the ship, etc. But the good thing, and my mom said this too, like, you have the pitch, you have everything. The only thing you got to do now, like, if you meet someone or someone else that's capable of doing it, you can do it. But
or even someone that has that experience, like, if you like, if you do the groundwork and then you find someone that has that experience in that specific field, then it's like you hit the jackpot, you know?
Yeah. But and the other thing is, like, it's kind of, in one way, it's good too, because I really need, like, it's I have this uncertainty regarding the final two exams that I'm gonna do. I don't really know when they'll be executed and done. However, I need to be prepared for like 1 week's notice. So, and for the past couple of weeks, I've lost track of, you know, the studying. So this just gives me more time to do that and also focus on the digital performance marketing agency that I have going on with my other business partner, which is good. And if I get into the university as well, you know, but it's just like, you see this opportunity and you know you can make something good out of it. And then,
Nah, I feel you. It's like when you find, like, this is the thing I find, and you probably found this too, in terms of like finding people that are on the same wavelength. You hardly find people. And if you do find them, it's like one in a million, you know? But then when you do find those people, it's like, yo, you have to keep them. Like, you, like, all the people that you try to do it with and it doesn't work out, like, when you find that person that does work out with, like, it's worth it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
because that's
like, you forget about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling too. Like, John, that's the thing that I look forward most about going to this school. Hopefully finding a lot of people that are ambitious or more ambitious than me and want to do stuff and et cetera, et cetera. Because honestly, I've apart from, I think you're one person that I have in my life that's like ambitious and want to do things and, like, you know, a hard worker, but it's kind of hard like, I don't know if it's hard to come by or you got to put yourself in the right situations. Albin, my former filmer, he's a super hard worker as well and like good. And
yeah, I see him working.
Yeah. Sorry, my week segment is like
20 minutes long.
Okay, John.
No, that's fine. I feel it's relevant because we're a business podcast, you know, we talk about business, so I feel it's relevant. Still.
Yeah, and obviously, like, you got to be careful who you get into bed with, and like, the good thing about my friend is that I've known him for so long, so I know how he works, and I know his downsides and his upsides and all that stuff.
Yeah,
which is good, and you know, but. Yeah, I don't want to talk too much about it because it's kind of personal as well, you know. It's a good friend of mine, so don't want to mess anything up. But John, you're tell me about your life.
Yo, my week, I'm in the same place you left me last week. I left the house a couple times, right? I left the house once to go to get groceries.
Yeah.
And then I left the house twice to go for a walk. I'm done. I actually went for a ride. Last time I rode was in Barbados, you know what I mean? So I went for a ride. But when I went to the grocery store, fam, I was so anxious.
A ride, like, a bike?
I went in the car.
Okay.
But like, I went to the grocery store, fam.
Yeah.
The first things first is a line. There's a line outside the grocery store. And there's these lines on the floor that you have to stand by, right?
Yeah.
So already I'm sketched out. I'm like, fam, like, this man behind me could have it. In front, you could have it.
Yeah.
You get inside, and I'm like, I'm starting to lose my mind. I'm like, fam, I'm just trying to pick up stuff as fast as possible. Like, not trying to, like, go too close to this person or step backwards some more. And then, like, everyone inside the supermarket is, like, the same way. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like just a sketchy, like, maze you're playing. So I was like, fam, I need to, like, get out of here as fast as possible. So I'm just, like picking up stuff, like, things I don't even need, bro. I'm just picking them up and just, like, it was sketch. Other than that, bro, I released two songs two type songs. I'm doing this thing called type songs on songwriting sessions.
Yeah.
So, like, every Tuesday, Fridays, I release, like, these songs that I write for different people. So, like, yesterday was Popcorn, week before it was, like, Amanda Reefer, Janae Aiko, like, a bunch of different songs. Then these people, some people hit me up. Like, it's just, like, for me to start writing for other people, like, get back in my writing bag.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's about it, bro. Like, I haven't had much interaction with individuals outside of, like, my house.
The house.
But, like, it's just been that. Reading, trying to get some exercise, you know.
Yeah,
pretty uneventful.
Good. Yeah, I've actually started running a lot, which is nice, and especially with the dog. It's like, he puts a lot of, you go fast because he's like 10 times faster than me, but it's always good to get an exercise in, you know.
Yeah, you have to, especially in these times, bro.
So John, will you admit now that my or, like, the Woman of the Week segment is possibly the best thing that ever happened to the Breathe podcast?
I said it's a clever segment.
I think it's wicked.
It's definitely clever.
And the thing that I feel is, like, especially awesome is, like, because when we hype these women up, it's, like, it's just sick. Like, we make their day when we do it.
True. I see like the reposts and shit and stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, should we put like that segment, like, leave it where it is, or should we, like, bring it up?
I think we should
somewhere?
Maybe do it now.
Yeah,
as well. Before it chopped up, because now we have like three segments after each other.
It's a segue.
Yeah.
Run it.
Let me tell you, I am so proud of you.
I am an example of what's possible when girls from the very beginning of their lives are loved and nurtured by the people around them.
And I think as women, you don't have to say anything to the haters.
Yeah.
You don't have to acknowledge them at all. You just wake up every morning and be the best you can be. Because I like me.
No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
She's an inspiration to many young women in the community. Whether she's in front of a camera or a big crowd, she always delivers laughter as well as engaging conversations. This woman is a true MC, a real professional, not only in one field, rather in many, such as being a TV personality, producer, and writer. I'm talking about none other than the beautiful, wicked, awesome Bell Holder. John, okay, this is special, but what do we have on Bell Holder?
Yo, Bell Holder, I remember watching Bell Holder on Good Morning America, fam. Good Morning Barbados.
Yeah.
Good Morning Barbados, like, as a kid, bro, like, she's like, when you think Barbados Media, or CB, like, when you think anything on television, I'd be like, all right, it's Bell Holder thing, all right?
I'm just going to come out and...
Sorry. Or if you go to an event and she's hosting it, you know it's a blessed event. You know,
Belle, I love you, and I don't only love you. I love your husband as well. Like, bro, like, so I met her husband first, Stuart. I didn't even know he was married to Belle at the time. Not that that matters, but Stuart, he's a really good like cinematographer, shoots Shout commercials, and he's like such a cool dude. Like, he's super, super wicked. And then when I found out that he's together with Belle, I'm like, wow. And then Belle, like, I don't know, I just love her. And part of why I love her as well is because she nearly started crying at the Emerge Awards when she presented that prize. Yeah, bro. Because she was she got emotional because they went to Canada with their kids, and he was like, one of their kids, like, I want to become a snowboard champ for Barbados, you know, and I paved the way. So I mean, Belle, and it's like, I think there's more to this web, because like I read on her website that she's transforming Barbados to be more accessible for people with disabilities. She has initiatives outside of work such as that. So, and then just like she's just like, if I had a daughter, I'd say like, look at her, study her. She's a prime example. Like, you know, she's a real good human.
Shout out to Belle, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Belle. Belle Holder, we love you here at the Breeze Podcast. Keep doing what you're doing.
Don't stop. Shout out to Belle.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. This... I don't know why I kind of feel like a hypocrite as we have the Women of the Week segment. I don't know. I did. Maybe it's society because of Me Too, this whole thing, and like, oh, women should only big up women. But I think it's wicked that we big up women. Bullshit. You know?
That's some BS.
Yeah. Okay. Celine, can you please roll Chopped Up?
Chopped Up, baby! Yo, this new iPod, bro.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's so wicked. It's an expensive stand.
Bro, it's you see this keyboard, eh?
Yeah, the keyboard thing.
It's actually beautiful. Like,
yeah.
I know every time we talk about Apple products, we always, like, I don't know if you realize this, but we always talk about how aesthetically pleasing it is. Like, first and foremost, it's like, yo, this is just beautiful, fam.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, I don't, like, the last iPod that I've used, like, in terms of just used, was probably, like, four generations ago or three generations ago. So,
I've never owned an iPad.
And, like, back then, it was just, like, a large tablet, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it wasn't a workstation as it is now.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't know how the iOS for the iPod is the same as, like, I don't know.
iPad OS is different now. You have a cursor, and it's apparently really sick.
Apparently, if I just needed to have Final Cut Pro or not. If they have Final Cut Pro, not Final Cut Pro, sorry, Logic Pro,
Logic
X. Yeah.
I think they should have it. I don't think they...
They don't have it. No. They don't have it now.
But they should... Because that thing is powerful, bro. And the other...
Because they have... Yeah.
the other thing too is, like, when we're talking about the keyboard, so first of all, it looks like the thing is floating. If you haven't seen it, bro, you can just Google the new iPad.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, and the second thing is, it has a real keyboard. Like a real, like, butterfly
keyboard.
Yeah, which is even more amazing. So
it's what you get in the MacBooks. Like.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if Apple is shooting themselves in the foot by making competitors towards like the MacBook Air or, you know. Anyhow, the new iPad, it's wicked. I would love to get my mom an iPad Pro.
Yeah, it was actually sick. Like, honestly, if, because it runs like all the, like, Microsoft Office, it runs everything. Yep. It runs PowerPoint, it runs all that. Like, if it just ran Logic,
yeah,
I feel like, because my MacBook isn't, it's not bad, you know, like, it's fast.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's still big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine taking this to the Logic into, like, the iPad Pro into the studio. You're like, I just got my iPad Pro. Plug in one cable and you're connected to everything. It's like, yo.
Yeah, because, it's like, don't, like, they're really powerful nowadays. Like, the
Fox.
That stuff. Like,
I remember when, like, iPods just came out, like, what most people just did with them is play, like, Fruit Ninja or, like, Temple Run or just play games. You know, that was, like, the highlight, surf the net. But now they've actually surpassed most laptops on the on the market.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, I mean, Johnny Ive, he left Apple to start his own. He's the design guy at Apple for a lot of years. And I believe we talked about this on the podcast. And to see, he's still doing stuff for Apple via his own design studio, I believe it's called. But to see Apple excel and, like, because honestly, like, now, you know, it's we like what like a, like I it's
what
it's
else not, what's next
yeah but it's nice to see Apple come with this subtle, nice, cool, beautiful things, like, even
it's just actually gorgeous, like, you can't take that away from it.
Yeah, and to see Apple still being able to produce these things, like, 2008, like, we're 12 years into the first iPhone being announced, and to still
and they're still going strong, man.
Yeah, it's wicked.
You can't take that away from them.
Yeah, it's really wicked. Like, and the crazy thing is, John, when if I say Apple, we think of beautiful design and products, but, like, imagine, like, to me it's so foreign to work at Apple, and Apple
you
has
because you don't know much about it.
No, Apple has lawyers, Apple has business strategists, Apple has, like, all these people, like, thousands and thousands of people working at the company. Like, somebody had to come up with the idea to do the floating, like, it's, yeah, it's just those, shout out to those guys behind the scenes.
Actually,
like, you know, doing the groundwork.
The engineers.
At Apple. Their
design engineers are next level.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the hiring process for that, but I mean, like, they're crazy. They're actually, that's why
you can't
compete, you know, like, on aesthetics alone, you can't compete, you know?
No. And that's also a crazy thing about the new iPad, the hinge mechanism in the thing is apparently groundbreaking. Yeah. Is these small things made into perfection?
Things,
yeah. Yeah.
It's little things that other companies overlook, and they're like, we can cut costs there. But, like, Apple's like, we all, like,
take
care and into every single component that goes into that device, you know?
Yeah, it's like the Mac Honestly. Pro, the new Mac Pro. It's like, it's overdone. Like, they've done things you don't even need to do. Like, you don't have to do. Let's do it completely wireless and completely modular just because we can. Like,
just because. Just because.
It's nearly too well done. I mean, like, big ups Apple.
You know?
Yeah.
Shout out to Apple, big time. Big time.
Yeah, yeah. So today, John, they passed the law on secret data reading, aka the government and police being able, or I think it's mostly the police, they're being able to hack you. It takes effect today, April 1st. You're listening to this April 2nd. What are your thoughts on that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know much about it. Is it in the EU?
No, this is in Sweden only. So if the police... I don't know, like, what rules they have to be allowed to hack your computers, like, secretly. I'm talking the government or, like, the police looking at our call right now.
Clarify some things. Clarify. So yeah. This law... Are you saying that this law restricts... like the police from doing that, or it enables them to do it. Can you imagine? So you're basically turned into China.
Bro, this is why I have to leave Sweden, bro. Like, as soon as I'm done with uni, like, I'm gonna do my exchange here in Canada, and then, bro, just, like, you know, get a job offer over there, whatever, and then I'm out of here, bro. Like, Sweden is I don't care what anyone says. Like, Sweden is a close to a communist country.
Yo, it's sounding like China, bro.
Yeah,
like,
and it's not only that, it's the mentality in the majority of the people here as well. That's just
I don't know much Swedish people. I just know you. And you're not like a true representation of a Swedish person.
No, so, like, I'm far from it, bro.
You gotta educate me on that topic, you know? Well, you gotta, but yeah, that's some BS. Yeah. I don't agree with that, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, like, personal information should remain personal.
Yeah.
So what about like iPhones? What about, like...
I mean, obviously, Apple has said no to the US government to provide them with a backdoor. So I'm not sure that they'll be able...
They won't do it for Sweden.
No. I don't know if you can hack an iPhone without the backdoor...
Yo, I did a case on this. That's crazy. I did a case on this like 3 weeks ago. And basically, Apple was like, nah, we're not doing it. Tim Cook was like, no, we're not doing it. For the US government, Apple is a US company.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't see them doing, like, creating a bot door for... Because once you have a bot door, like, it's there for life. You know what I mean?
But what I'm asking you, John, is can you hack an iPhone today without the back door?
I think you can hack iCloud.
You can hack iCloud.
You can hack iCloud, but I'm not sure if you can hack, like... I'm not certain. I don't think
you can. Yeah, because if you could, that wouldn't be a discussion between Apple and the US government.
Yeah.
I think that's they would the just thing, do because it. It's so... iPhones and Apple products are so safe.
Yeah, they're, like, iPhones are synonymous with safety. Like, they have campaigns based on, like, your data privacy. Yeah. So I feel like, their encryption level is ridiculously high.
Mm-hmm.
iCloud, anything you put on iCloud is public domain. Like, anything you put on iCloud is, like, anyone can have that, you know?
Yeah.
Free for all.
God bless the iCloud news.
That bot door for Sweden. A lot of
celebrities.
Yo, true. True. But that's actually wild, bro.
Yeah. No, so, just so you know, guys, I'm going to leave Sweden as soon as I possibly can. When I'm done with, when I've sucked everything that I could possibly suck out of the system here with the free education as well. I'd compare Sweden.
You have to.
I'd compare Sweden to this, you know that beautiful girl that just, she looks amazing and you think you'll be amazing. And then you start dating her and then it turns out she's a complete maniac.
I feel that. So from the outside looking in, she's like, yo, Sweden is like, yo, this, I need to come to this place. Then you reach and it's like,
I mean, yeah, nah, I'd say for the majority of people, Sweden is probably a good country. But for a person like me, I don't want to feel judged by society by being an eccentric or a large personality as well as a winner. Having a winning mentality, and I just feel that there are better communities, especially in regards to business, when it comes like that. Sweden is a good playground, and there's some solid businesses coming from here. The ethics that you get in your bones from Sweden are really good and well respected around the world. So I'm thankful for that. I'm really thankful for that. However, like. Bro, like, you know, like, I'm capitalist, you know, I love business. I'm an environmental capitalist, John.
Yo, environmental choose your capitalist. Word wise. Just,
so don't come back at me because
I didn't say nothing, bro. I didn't say nothing.
Bro, by the way, I'm so proud of you that you didn't invest in oil.
I didn't, bro.
And then you just pull out.
I also sold my AC shares.
I'm never gonna tell Vic, like, John, next Breeze podcast, you roll in with the Tesla, like you're podcasting from the Tesla, and I'm like, oh John, how did you afford that? And you're like, I don't know. And you're just looking at your oil stocks and like, yes.
Yo, I checked my BP stocks today, bro. Can you imagine using my BP and BP shares to buy a Tesla? Like,
yeah.
That's wild.
No, yeah, so, it'll be sick, and I hope I get into the damn school, and I look forward, because, like, they do have exchange programs, so they have one of the universities in Toronto, and then one in Vancouver.
Vancouver is so beautiful, where I've been. Yeah. We talk about this, like, it's actually beautiful. Like,
yeah, and for
and the
me,
seafood is...
Yeah, bro, and you know, you know, I love skiing as well. So it might like
Plus,
you know,
you're right there.
Yeah, you're right there.
It's not far from Calgary.
Yeah,
go to Rockies. You know, like
yeah,
bless.
So it'll be sick when that time comes and see where you're at, because like I'm not gonna lie, John, I'm gonna follow you like a tail. So if you'll be in the Toronto area, I'll probably exchange there. If you're gonna go the other side, I'll do an exchange.
Might have to
there.
Come to the Los Angeles or something. See what's going on. I have not. Nah, you're probably coming to Canada first, because I have to get my citizenship.
yeah.
I have to get out first for a dip.
Bro, imagine how sick that would be if I'm there for half a year and doing like exchange, and then we're like kind of in the same area, being able to.
Yo, you have so much fun, podcast. Bro. Like exchange students that come through, like have the most fun. Like they have the most fun, bro. Like they're always. They go on trips like every weekend because they like, well, they mostly like, they chill because like they call them, and I don't know if you have, you have SEMS program, like they have a SEMS program at, what's the name of the school? I forget.
The business in Vancouver?
Nah, your the school you're applying to.
Oh, yeah, Stockholm School of Economics.
Yeah. They have a SEMS program.
Yeah, they have a SEMS program. But this is like a bachelor, and then the third year you can do an exchange if you want to.
I feel that. Yeah, that's a vibe, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, if I was an undergrad, if I was like undergrad, I did jack all, bro. Like, I could have done a exchange, but like your GPA had to be a certain amount by like second year.
Yeah.
And like I only pull it together like my last semester, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
If I did it, I should have. I don't know. Everything happens for a reason. But like, I would. I think it's a good experience for real.
Yeah. But who knows? If you did that, then maybe we would never have met, and you wouldn't have been on the path you're at now. And
everything. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't regret nothing. You know. Like, everything happens how it happens.
Yeah. John, can we talk a bit about the podcast? Like, I'm proud of us. We're on 70 episodes. 80 episodes, bro. We're on 80 episodes. Bro. That's
every week,
insane,
like,
bro.
Every week, like clockwork, you know?
It's insane. Like,
it's
honestly.
It's actually wild.
Like,
shout out to the Breeze podcast.
Yeah, shout out to the listeners. Like, we appreciate each and every one
coming
of
in
you.
Strong every week. We actually do appreciate you.
Yeah.
We see you guys.
But, John, I'm talking about us. Like, bro, like.
We've been doing this, bro.
I know, this
through
is
pandemics,
sick.
You know, like, through, like, from time, since 2018, we've been doing this.
I know. It just blows my mind that we've been, like, accomplished this together.
Yeah,
like,
bro,
it's,
2 years are coming up quick.
Yeah, I'm seriously really proud of us.
2 years are coming up quick time, bro. Like, we've been doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we actually have a calendar. We're like, yo, we could do this. And, like, it's done.
We've done, like, 3 episodes face-to-face. 77 episodes.
True.
over a phone call.
We
probably spent more time together over the internet.
On the phone?
Than in real life.
Oh, definitely.
How insane
definitely.
Is that? Like, the
but
times
we did. We did it, bro. Like, And, like, you know what's the ironic thing? Like, this is the normal thing, though. Like, we've been social distancing since 2018.
Exactly. We're ahead of the curve. We knew this was coming. Yo, we've been doing this, bro. We just had to make sure we're fit for episode 80.
Yo, we've been doing this,
I know.
Yo, actually.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Let's run this.
Yeah. Celine, let Puffy take it away.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Style World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, yo.
Me, when I call you, don't know where to let go. When you're standing in a room and I get dope. Judge, I know that you know I could go all night. But baby, girl, your pussy, them so tight. Broke up your waist.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. When I heard that, John, like, honestly, like, that tune is wicked. So please,
do you think Pac Man would sing that song?
100%, bro. 100%. I'm not sure. Like, you sound good singing it.
I know, but I'm singing it trying to sound like Pac Man. I'm trying to, like, yo. When I know. All right, let's go through the process.
Yeah.
So, like, I heard the track, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this sounds like a Pac Man track. So, like, yeah. I don't know, we've never spoke about this on the podcast, but, like, how I write my songs is all about the melody first. So I always write melody, so
yeah,
it's always, like, some gibberish I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes even the gibberish might make sense, and then I put words, like, fit like a puzzle, you know?
Yeah.
So when I heard it, I was like, yo, this ish is hard, you know? Like, I wrote the first verse.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yo, what? Pac Man would say some, like, craziness up in here, fam.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
I just put, like, I know every single podcast song has, like, he's like, like, he always, like, stretches some lines out, you know? And I was like, yo, let me do this and see how this sounds. It's just fire. Like I can't,
John,
like, I don't know how I did it, bro.
When you said the female vagina word, I was like, oh, damn. John is pushing it. I like it.
Yo, that's Pac Man, bro. It's not me. That's Pac Man.
That's not you. That's Pop Cat.
It's Pop Cat, bro. Pop Cat.
No, but honestly, yeah. So tell me about the beat. Like, where does the beat come from?
Yo, so I'm partnering these, like, producers, these YouTube producers. So, okay, let me talk about the campaign first. So the campaign is a type song campaign. So you've probably done this, like, look for a type beat online, look on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Like, look for, like, a Burna Boy type beat or, like, Jay-Z type beat, like, producers do this, and like the successful producers are always the ones that have these successful, like, the successful commercial producers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them came from YouTube doing these campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, no one, like, these songwriters out here, like, songwriting is a sacred art, right? People don't like to, like, give their issue or, like, write free music. But I was like, bro, like, we're living in 2020. Like, I can write, like, 20 songs today if I wanted to write 20 songs a day. And they all be blast 20 songs. So I was like, okay, how about we do a type song campaign where I'm like, I'm not selling the songs, but I'm more selling, like, the services of me being a songwriter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I Googled, I was like, yo, I wonder if anyone has ever done this. So I go on YouTube and immediately I'm like, yo, type song, Jhené Aiko type song. Can't find it. I just type song, can't find nothing.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, if I do it, and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
People like might love it, they may hate it, but, like,
yeah,
I'm still getting a chance to practice songwriting on my end, so I'm winning regardless, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's just working.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a sick idea. It's a sick thing that you're doing, and I like it, because something that really stuck with me is I saw this Warner Music interview with these up-and-coming artists. And they were like, oh, but the worst thing is, like, sitting on all this new music and something we've had done and we haven't released it. And then when it's time to release it, it's not good anymore and we have better stuff. And I'm just thinking about, like, the Russ approach, the Jonathan McCollin approach. Like, that's,
like,
the
why would you not put
it
out? Like, that's even right now, like, there are artists that are sitting on tons of music. And this is a time that, like, if you're going to put it out, like, this is everyone's home beat. Like, everyone's chilling at home. All they have is their phone to entertain them. So if it's there, like, put it out. Be like, what? Who cares? Yeah. And I understand, like, sometimes you have, like, a label and your label's like, nah. Or you got, like, management's like, nah. But, like, at the end of the day, bro, like, music, if your music is blessed,
Yeah.
Put it out.
Yeah, John. It's gonna catch. It's super sick, and I'm gonna use that song on my vlog this week. And yeah, I'm gonna go out and shoot some wicked content, and like, because that I'm vibing hard.
I have I have so much. Like, I have this ish backlog for the next 3 months. Yeah. Like, I have songs, like type songs. Like, I'm not doing nothing. They're just there. Like, every twice a week, they're coming up.
Yeah,
they're coming up, and people are already hitting me up. Like, yo, what's your email address, bro? Like, let me send you some beats. Like artists are following me. Like, I'm like, yo, B, like, I actually look up to you, B, and the mods are following me and stuff.
That's what I'm
like, sick.
Yeah, John, like, your music, like, is good, even though you're, like, songwriting, whatever perspective type of approach. Like, I listen to your music. Like, I'm like, I'm going for a run, and I'll pull up a, you know, Top Boy or something. Like, you know, it's wicked. Yeah, respect, I like it.
Bro, so, subtle flex. I have to tell you this. Like, I didn't, like, only like 3 weeks ago, I was like, I wonder how many streams I have. Like, I just wonder, like, how many, like, because I've written songs, like, I've been writing songs for people, been producing for people. I was like, yeah, I wonder how many streams I have, like, overall in my entire catalog.
Yeah.
I added it all up.
Yeah.
260,000, bro.
Wow, that's a lot, bro.
I was like, yo, people been listening to this shit, bro.
Yeah.
So, we've been out here, bro. Yeah. You're here on the camera. Right, we're killing it. We're out here songwriting. Yeah. We're doing the thing.
Yeah. So, John, what I want to do is I'm going to have us, like, we're going to get together, like a week, 2 weeks every year after my vlog season or, like, for the finale of each season. And because I'm trying to build the concept. But what I want us to do is then come up with the music, you know?
That's easy.
I use your stuff in my vlogs and it's sick. But essentially, where I want to land, at a spot where it's like, you know, solid storyline throughout the whole thing.
I feel you.
You know, custom music from you for
bro,
the thing.
That's all I'm doing on here, bro. All I'm doing is making music, fam.
Yeah. And that's
and like, by that time, like, I'm starting investing more in, like, the music as well. Cause like when I was doing it back then I was like 16, bro. Like, I didn't have a job. Like, and even the job that I had, like, waiting tables, like, it wasn't enough for me. Like, I bought like a guitar. But now, like, bro, I'm work. Yeah. Like, I'm putting like actual. Like, when you come through the Calgary, bro, you'll see the studio. You'll be like, oh shoot.
Yeah, John, and it's so.
I just bought a guitar.
Yeah, John, because I listen to like different kind of music, and I have a lot of things that I want to run by you, like little bits and pieces of songs that I think are super wicked, that make such a cool little things, and like
I'm
stitch that together and like make something really, really wicked. Like, yeah, it's,
I'm always about it. I love creating, bro. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Future is bright.
One sec. My phone, my headphones just died.
Okay.
This is what happens when we have an episode over 40 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly.
Once I have to switch my headphones.
So, as we're waiting for John to change his headphones, let's listen to his music again. This is Brock Up with Jonathan McCollin.
Me, when I call you, don't know where to let go. When you're standing in a room and I get dope. Cha-cha, know that you know I can go all night. But baby girl, your pussy them so tight. Me wanna swim in the dark night. Any boy tell me different is a gunfight. She me charging, she know she just right. Broke up your waist, broke up your waist. Broke up your waist. Broke up.
So we listen. Meanwhile, when you're changing the headphones, we just listen to some. To Broke Up. It's so sick, bro. It's too sick.
Respect. Bro, thank you so much, fam.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
So, we have, I mean, it's April. John, what are your thoughts on Breeze with Love? Love with Breeze.
I think you're doing a good job.
Should we continue the segment or should we pivot?
What do you want to, like, what's your alternative? I feel like we give a lot of advice so far. We could probably pivot to something else and pivot back. Pivot, like, it was relevant in the first for when it was relevant, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Because we need another segment that's, you know, we have a good flow with, Celine is doing a good job, like, when it comes to, you know, publishing stuff on social media and that stuff. But so what's a relevant segment that could replace Breeze with Love? Love with Breeze, whatever we call it.
I feel like some type of awareness right now is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, like, our demographic of Barbadian listeners.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of this whole thing, because I'm not trying to be self-isolated for the next 3 months, four mm-hmm. months, five mm-hmm. months.
Yeah.
And it's like, people are here, like, playing games, G.
Mm-hmm.
So can we talk about that? And, like, I don't know what to name it. You have the good names.
Yeah, but we need a solid concept. We need a solid concept, I'm thinking. Something with growth. Growth with breeze. There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Because I'm like, yo, who's growth?
Okay. Okay, John, continue your spiel. I'm sure Celine will do a nice little intro thing.
You want to tell the fucking truth? Even when it's painful? Even when it's not sweet?
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth. You just fucking begun, and you're not going to fuck it up. You're going to take the time to fully develop, and you're going to find a way to enjoy a little bit along the way.
What was I saying? I forgot.
Yeah, you're saying about the self-isolation, take responsibility kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Fam, like, I honestly speaking, I don't think Barbados taking this as seriously as they should be taking it.
Mm-hmm.
The cases are exponential at this point. And, like, this whole myth about, yo, if you're young, you can't catch it. Like, mm-hmm. there are 22-year-olds out here, like, healthy 22-year-olds, they're not healthy anymore. They're, like, can't breathe. No pre-existing conditions. They just caught it, you know? They're putting bodies in trailer, like, containers in New York, fam. Like, it's hectic.
Yeah.
And, like, Barbados just put, like, a curfew out.
Yeah.
Like, a curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But everyone is, like, it's business as usual, like, between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m., which doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the curfew is just there for... It's just, like, you don't want it to turn into me and Motley being like, yo, do not leave the house unless you go out to this, you know? Because that's what it's going to turn into if the moms keep doing, like, people are going to be going to the beach, they're going to the malls, they're, like, liming, they're, like, throughout the day, and then at night, they're like, I got to go home. But, like, it doesn't make a difference.
I have to say, though, from my observation, Barbados is doing better than a lot of countries when it comes to handling the crises. But I understand what you're saying regarding the younger generation being a bit ignorant, because I see that on my Instagram with a lot of my Swedish friends just, like, being out doing left and right, whatever. So, and it's true, like, young people have died. Like, it's scary if you're over 20 years old. It could potentially be deadly. So, just think before you act. Think twice.
Bro, honestly, like, you have to. Because, like, also, question. Have you watched, what's calling me? Have you watched Contagion?
No, I don't. But I feel like everyone has watched it lately.
Yo, watch that.
Yeah, I have to watch it. Yeah.
Watch it. We can talk about it next week. It's on Netflix too, so
okay. That's easy. That sounds good. John, I just want to tell you, I'm currently learning Illustrator and After Effects, doing this project for a client.
Nice.
And it's sick. I'm hyped about it. And the skills that I'm learning now, like, people pay a lot of money to get that type of work done. I'm not in it for that. I'm just in it because I said I could do it and I have to learn it. But I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm not sure what Celine's skills are on it. But I might have her jump on the train as well and learn those programs so we can
upgrade. After Effects is like breeze visuals. Good skill to have.
Yeah.
After Effects is sick, and you can learn it. It's on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. So that's vibes.
And I'm I don't know about you, John, but I'm very understimulated. And when I did this Instagram thing with signs over your head and it randomly stops, it said I'm gonna die today. And
yo, stay inside, bro. Stay safe, G.
I know. I gotta stay safe. I don't want to hang up the call, bro. This is so nice talking to you. I'm kind of sick of not...
Yo, you have to stay safe in these streets. Where's Speed at, fam?
Speed. Okay, let's see if we can get an outro from Speed. Speed! Speed! Come here. You! Talk! Speed, come on! Come on, speed, talk. Come.
Yo, Speed's over here.
That's Speed's way of saying, make sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and recommend us to a friend.
Ah, truly. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you every week. This episode 80. We've been doing this for 80 weeks. We've been here. Yep. And you've been here with us. We appreciate you guys so much. Yeah. Yeah. Peace.
Me on a swimming in it that night. Any boy tell me different things, I gon' fight. She me charging, she know she just right.